The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk. Vectis Radio, we have a special guest in the studio. He was so entertaining last week and interesting that we got him back again for a second week. Hello, Charlie, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Now, we spoke last week, and I was intrigued by your knowledge of animals and so on. And we've just been having a really long conversation on rabbits. And I find it fascinating that you've got how many rabbits?
I've got four.
You've got four?
I think if all of them had survived, I'd have about six by now.
Right, okay. And so there you are, you've got all these rabbits. What do they eat? What can you feed them? I'm guessing carrots, because...
Yeah, you can feed them carrots, salad, cabbage, a little bit of broccoli.
What happens if you give them too much broccoli?
I think they start to get really gassy, and then they die.
Oh, right, okay. It started off funny, starting to get gassy, and then they die. So what can they eat? Cauliflower?
I think so, yeah.
Well, onions?
No, can't eat onions. I think they'd probably die from that.
Yeah, because I've heard that cats don't like onions. You should never feed cats onions either. I think that's what I've heard, you know. But it must be a bit of a minefield, really, what to feed your rabbit. So I'm guessing you've got superb knowledge of it.
Yeah. I think with rabbits, it's a bit of luck as well. I think you have the do's and don'ts of any animals, but with the rabbits, it's either you do or they die. There's not an in-between. They are nature's most fragile animals. I mean, one of my rabbits, Holly, almost died because he ate something the wrong way. They're unbelievably fragile. They can just drop dead for no reason.
Is this the one you were saying that had something stuck in its throat?
No, that's my male rabbit, Holly. He's still alive.
Okay, but he had something in his throat and was choking.
He wasn't choking, it's just he swallowed it the wrong way and in his stomach or something that almost killed him.
Right.
It's weird. It's stuff that normally would be absolutely fine for a human is a death sentence for the rabbits.
So you had to take a trip to the vets for that one?
Yeah, and he had a lot of medicine.
And you had to pay lots of money.
Yeah, they are very expensive.
Wow. So what do they drink?
Just water.
Just water?
Sometimes they'll drink a bit of tea and a bit of hot chocolate as well. They're not allowed too much, but I was having... I had a tutor around, and I was learning English, and all of a sudden one of my rabbits jumped onto the table and started drinking tea out of the cup.
Right. Was there any sugar in it, milk?
I don't think so. Luckily, they didn't have too much, so they were good with that. My rabbit, Snowdrop, absolutely, she's pampered, completely pampered. So she'll have a spoon of hot chocolate, and she'll lap that up. She's a bit more cautious now because she was very eager to have some tea and burnt her tongue.
Right.
So she's a lot more cautious about that now. But she'll have a little bit of apricot jam if she's lucky. They'll have a bit of banana as well. But stuff with high sugar needs to be given to them, like in tiny amounts, once a month at most.
Are they able to regulate themselves how much they have? I mean, just say for instance, if you was to stick a banana down on the floor, would they eat the lot?
They'd probably eat all of it and then die.
Right, so they can't, they're not bright enough to sort of say, hey, look, I can only eat a little bit of this, thanks.
I think when it comes to food, they'll just keep eating, like, everything.
Really?
And they won't learn from it, but they are incredibly smart. And emotional, which is what surprised me. The most emotional animals I've ever met. The two rabbits I got initially were Snowdrop and Laurel. Snowdrop, who's still with us, but Laurel unfortunately passed away a while ago, and the grieving that Snowdrop went through was heartbreaking. It when someone says, oh, animals don't have emotions, it's ridiculous, because they so obviously do.
Why rabbits?
I think it started from Watership Down. ages ago. I don't know how old I was, but my mum put on... this is like when I was a toddler or something. My mum put on Watership Down. Right. Like most parents thinking, oh, it's a cute film about rabbits. But then you have that famous photo of one of the rabbits lying on its back with its neck torn out with bloodshot eyes. And the whole film is very much akin to something that a veteran would talk about from World War II. I mean, you have rabbits being gassed in chambers with bodies blocking the exits, field running red with blood. So it probably wasn't the best film for me to watch at a young age, but it definitely made me fall in love with rabbits.
Well, that's the film that kind of when you started talking about rabbits just now before we went on the air, we mentioned Watership Down, and you know, I'd never seen the original film, and I've never read the book, but I've heard people talk about it in a way that it was quite it's sweet for a lot of the time, but then it's horrible. You know, it's quite gory and so on. And then there was something that I saw very recently. It's probably about 3 years ago. They remade it on BBC One. Oh. And I watched it, and it was dark. It was mysterious. It wasn't anything that I expected. It wasn't like sweet and lovely.
Mm.
And rabbits are, aren't they?
Not all the time. They can be.
You've been bitten, haven't you?
They can be. I have. I've got a scar on my arm.
Right, I can see it. Yeah, look at that.
From one of them. But they can be brutal. They'll run around and they'll attack each other. All three out of four of my bunnies have had a hole in their ear. Four, if you count Laurel, from Snowdrop. They'll just bite holes in each other's ears, or they'll start ripping fur out of each other. But then they'll cuddle up with each other, and they'll spoon on beds, and they'll fall asleep on each other's heads, and they look adorable. And the next minute, there's a whirlwind of claws and blood, and it's crazy. They turn from the most perfect little angels to horrific monsters from hell. It's really something to look at.
Do you know what? That last little monologue you did then, it was like listening to Watership Down 2. We now have Charlie in the studio. He talked about rabbits. We're going to probably come back and talk a little bit more about rabbits, but he's in the process of producing his first Vectis Radio 4-piece podcast, which is... can you tell us what it is?
Well, I'm writing a script for my favourite game... called Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Favourite game ever?
Yeah, I had a favourite game called The Isle, which is all about dinosaurs, and that was my favourite game for about 4 years. And as soon as I played Three Houses, it completely knocked it off.
Oh, right, okay. So this is the one to play?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, a lot of young people come in and they do gaming reviews and they do the obvious choices, and then every now and again they throw a curveball in, but no, I don't think anyone's done that one before. So I'm interested in listening to what you've got to say about it. So that'll be one to follow. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we should be able to get cracking on that as soon as we finish the show here. And it may be finished by the time you leave at about 2 o'clock. So it'll be on our website, maybe a little bit later on, which is, you know, something for us to, you know, get out there and get stuck into. Coming back to rabbits, there was something else that you mentioned. I asked a question, didn't I? My wife's always going on about her horses and the fact that there's a pecking order. There must be a pecking order with rabbits as well.
Yeah, you have... because there's four rabbits, there's quite a hierarchy. You've got Holly at the top, Captain Holly at the top, and him being the only male rabbit. He unfortunately gets the say in pretty much everything, which is a bit unfortunate because he doesn't really use his power very well. He's very spoilt when it comes to his food. He likes to fight. And then you've got Snowdrop, who's the oldest. She's very much a princess and kind of pulls the strings behind everything. Have you ever watched Aladdin?
Yes.
It's very much like the... What's the... Is it called the Tsar? The king? The emperor?
Yeah. Is it emperor?
I think he's the emperor. Yeah. You have the emperor and then you have Jafar, who's sort of... pointing the emperor to do everything. So even though Snowdrop doesn't have the title, she's still in charge. And then after that you have Toph, who's a shadow. She just disappears from everything. There's multiple times where I've almost tripped over her because she just sits in the darkest spots in the room, right. And the only way you can spot her is that she has a little white nose.
How brilliant.
And then at the very bottom, you have Toph's sister, Lily, who's the complete opposite and is pure white with baby blue eyes. She's got pink ears, fur going absolutely everywhere. And I don't think she knows she's at the bottom. I don't think she even knows there's a hierarchy. But she just runs around and causes havoc. She'll run into things, including Toph. She'll eat whatever falls on the floor. Once I found her eating some paint. Luckily, it wasn't poisonous, but she had a yellow face with yellow paws. And I did think there was a bit of a murder, because she had a red foot because of the paint that she had stepped in. And she's had nosebleeds from running into things, and it's amazing that she's not dead.
You should write a book on your rabbits.
I've been told that. I'm writing one
you
now.
Do it.
A journal about their shenanigans.
How brilliant. And I think then when you've completed it, you should turn it into an audio book. Honestly, you should do that. And you should voice it. Honestly, you should voice it. Hey, look, we've got to go. Is there anyone who want to say hello to? Like your mum sat in the car park, probably listening. It'll make her day.
Hi, Mum.
You made her wait.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking if I should say hi to my dad and see if I can guilt trip him with anything whilst I have power here, but...
Carry on.
Can't think of anything.
All right, but we'll think of something for next week.
Yeah. How about... Remember that walk that we were going to go on with the dogs the other day that we didn't go on, that you promised?
Yeah, Dad.
Now everyone knows.
Yeah, Dad. Hey, look, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you, and hopefully you'll be back next week, and we're going to go out there and we're going to work on this podcast.